While students are waiting to see how exactly schools will start this fall, some families are deciding to cut out the guesswork. More than in previous years, parents are pulling their kids from public school and giving homeschooling a try. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Rachel Bussey is seriously thinking of pulling her three kids from public school this fall and putting on the teacher hat. The Crystal Lake nurse took a break from her job to care for her four children during the stay-at-home order, and it was a lot of work to occupy her toddler while coordinating three different elementary school classrooms for her kids.
Just having three different teachers that were using three different platforms, like one was using Google Classroom and another one was using like the Seesaw app.
There's uncertainty for the upcoming school year, and Bussey wants to be able to provide stability. She knows it would be a lot of planning up front, but she thinks it would be easier to manage once they get started. As an added bonus, her husband's job has presented them with a unique opportunity to travel for a few weeks.
Let's pack up the trailer and go see, you know, national parks or historical monuments, and let's learn that way, you know, and just take advantage of this while we can.
Minus the idyllic road trip, an increasing number of parents like Bussey are considering or have decided to pull their kids from school for at least the first half of the year. Some are joining small clusters and sharing a private tutor, while many plan on doing the instruction themselves. Erin Lasky has homeschooled all six of her children. She manages a homeschooling page on Facebook and has seen a big increase in inquiries. She would typically hear from people who are starting fresh in kindergarten or from parents whose children may have been bullied. But over the past couple of months, she's been hearing from a different set of parents.
E-learning went poorly in the spring and they don't want to revisit that.
She's also hearing from parents who are concerned about health and from those who don't think all-day mask wearing will work for their kids. She says a lot of questions center around curriculum and schedules.
Someone's like, hey, I want to start homeschooling. Where do I find the lesson plans? And like, there's not, you don't just go click and okay, here, I've got everything I need and let's start this tomorrow.
Lasky says it takes a lot of work, research, and patience, but she says it's doable, especially if parents understand they don't need to follow the typical public school schedule.
We've had about a 500% increase in inquiries over the past month and a half, 2 months.
Kathy Wentz, a former classroom teacher, works with Illinois House, a coalition of homeschoolers in the state. Parents are asking her how they pull their kids out of public school, and she tells them they need to treat it like a transfer to a private school. The Illinois State Board of Education offers a voluntary registration form, but many longtime homeschoolers discourage people from filling it out. However, Wentz says people should inform the school if they are withdrawing their child.
Those poor teachers are planning on that child in attendance. Do the school a favor. Do the teachers a favor. Let them know as soon as possible that you are planning on homeschooling.
She says a lot of families she's hearing from hope to plug their kids back into school next year or even in the spring, like Chicago parent Rebecca Bagdy and her husband, who are already planning their homeschooling setup for their 2 third- and 4th-grade kids.
In what scenario do we both feel comfortable sending our kids back? And it's pretty much we need a vaccine or the rates in the Chicago area need to be so low that we feel comfortable sending our kids back.
She and her husband will continue to work, which will take some creative scheduling. But they also plan on sharing the burden by linking up with a few other families to form something of a remote homeschool co-op.
You're really great at science, and that's something that we haven't really hit on as well. So what can we do there? And we're going to try and do the things that are hard together.
And she's also got family members willing to lend a hand from afar.
I got my uncle to come in on for 1 hour a week. He's teaching history. I've got my aunt who's a musician. I was going to see if I can have her teach them some music.
Bagdy knows it will be challenging, but it'll be a good opportunity to offer her children education tailored to their needs. She thinks she can muster up the patience, knowing this won't last forever. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.